Grace to you in peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is the Gospel just read. We focus on the words of our Lord. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Today we discuss God's gift of prayer and how all prayer goes through Jesus Christ and is heard by God. Prayer is not a right or an entitlement. We often think of prayer, treat it that way, but it is rather a great privilege from God our Father. Now, to be sure, prayer is a right and entitlement as an American citizen. We have freedom of religion, after all, so that I may worship whichever God I please without government interference. That is a big part of what Memorial Day weekend is really about. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. We have the freedom to worship whomever you please, whenever you please. Many have sacrificed their lives for that freedom to be upheld. But that's from the government's point of view, and we thank God for that right. But that's not from God's point of view. From God's point of view, you have no right to pray. Neither do I. We are sinners. We have transgressed God's law, denied His ways and works. We refuse to call upon Him in every trouble, pray, praise, and give thanks. We make a mockery of who He is and what He does time and time again. We don't deserve to go to God in prayer because we have squandered the gift and tossed it aside so many times. So prayer is not a right. It is a gift. How can it be a gift? Prayer is a gift because when you are praying, you are confessing that you are a sinner and who God is as the one who gives you life. Prayer is a gift that God gives you by faith in His Word. The only way that you and I can pray is through Jesus Christ. As St. Paul said, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time." Jesus' death and resurrection for you means that He is your go-between. He always stands at the right hand of the Father. When you go to your Father in prayer, He is the way you get there. As Jesus Himself said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." What an incredible gift from God. Your life is bound to Christ, and His death and resurrection tie you to God in such a way that nothing can come between you and Him. His life-giving blood flows through your veins. His holy waters washed over you in your baptism. He is yours, and you are His. So when you pray, it is not as a servant or a stranger. You pray to God, rather, as one of the family. For Christ is your brother. And when you pray in His name, that is to say, when you pray in faith, that prayer is always heard and always answered. It must be heard, for Christ is the very Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. But prayer, dearly beloved, is not easy. If you have ever tried praying with friends or family members who are not Christians, you know what I mean. In the presence of those who do not confess Christ, the boldness of our prayer often becomes a whisper. and our asking God for everything in His name changes into some vague hope that God is here somewhere. Prayer has a way of laying it all bare. Think of Peter outside of the high priest's house. "I do not know the man." How often do we act and think that way in our prayers? We speak to God not as a father who longs to hear our prayers with boldness and confidence as dear children ask their dear father, but it's really more like we're talking to the clerk at Walmart. "Okay, I'll talk to you, but no more than absolutely necessary, and God forbid we actually make eye contact." Now, that may seem like a lot of law, and I suppose it is. But the kernel of the gospel that is planted here grows a hundredfold. "These things I have spoken to you," Jesus says, "that in me you have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." This struggle, this trial of faith and unbelief, this tension that we all feel every day of our lives, is the tribulation of the world. That's what it means to be in the world. It's a part of our lives as Christians. But the good news is that Jesus has overcome the world. It's not as if we are giving up something good for us by clinging to Christ and His word of forgiveness alone. Think of it this way. If a man offers you a drink of clear, pure water and asks you to throw away the gross, dirty water you're holding, is he trying to take something from you or give something to you? Well, really, it's both. He's asking you to throw away what is bad for you and to take what is good. This is what Christ does for you by praying in His name, in faith. He takes what is yours, your sins, your fears, your hurts, your pains, and He draws them into Himself. He then, in return, gives you forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. Peace. Frankly, it is a really good deal. That is why Jesus, praying in Jesus' name alone and in no other name, is so important. At the Reformation, in many ways, everything clung on one little German word, allein, alone. Martin Luther held, according to the scriptures, that we are saved by grace through faith alone. No additives, nothing else could be included. Faith alone saves. Today, I believe that we must confess that same faith by clinging to the truth of the scriptures that we pray in Jesus' name alone, and that there is no other way for us to pray so that the Father can hear us. By clinging to Christ's name alone, we receive all the gifts that only God Himself can give. And that is the gift of the gospel. But if that isn't enough, there is even more. For when you are unable to pray, when you are too afraid or depressed or uncertain or fearful or timid, Christ prays for you and with you. The Holy Spirit prays for you with groanings without words. It is impossible to pray alone because Christ is always with you. You are washed in His name, which means that He has won this victory for you today and forevermore. Pray, sing, and rejoice. Christ has overcome the world for you. Believe it for Jesus' sake. Amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith to life everlasting. Amen.